Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. MidAmerican Energy says local line and tree crews are working to restore power to thousands of customers, mostly on the Illinois side of the Quad Cities. That's down from nearly 18,000 left in the dark overnight after severe thunderstorms blew through the region. Storm damage is most prevalent in the Milan and Moline areas, according to the utility company. The Rock Island County Sheriff's Office has asked people to avoid or use caution in Coin Center due to reports of trees obstructing roadways. There are also reports of strong winds damaging some farming infrastructure in the area as well. Facebook owner Meta says it signed an agreement to buy electricity from the Clinton Nuclear Power Plant about 30 miles south of Bloomington Normal. The 20-year deal announced Tuesday starts in 2027 to support the tech giant's AI ambitions. Michael Brown is executive director of the Ecology Action Center in Normal. He says the deal is not good for consumers who are already seeing much higher prices for electricity.
We're looking at, further price increases and perhaps, shortages.
The deal ensures the plant will remain open after being at risk for closure. Utility company Ameren says about 14% of its energy for central Illinois comes from nuclear power. Illinois lawmakers have approved measures that will let the state regulate cryptocurrency for the first time. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation oversees licensing for everyone from nurses to cannabis dispensaries. A pair of measures that passed the state legislature would add digital asset companies to that list, enact regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs, and try to educate consumers before they invest. Republican State Representative Dan Ugosti of Geneva, who voted no, said the state doesn't need to be involved with this.
I believe this is better regulated on national level, and IDFPR, which is still having issues getting to things, doesn't need any more work to do.
But IDFPR Secretary Mario Trejo supports the measures. Governor J.B. Pritzker needs to sign the bills for them to become law. I'm Alex Degman.
Iowa's Historical Journal is looking for a new publisher after having a home within the state government for 163 years. A spokesperson for the Department of Administrative Services says there's not enough staff to maintain the annals of Iowa. Iowa State University history professor Pamela Riney-Kerberg has been an editorial consultant for the journal for the last 20 years and says she does not understand the decision as the annals just needs one person to edit.
The annals basically pays for itself in that the cost of memberships and to the Historical Society and subscriptions to the journal pay all of the costs of printing the journal.
The department is actively searching for university partnerships to continue publishing the journal. Davenport's former 8th Ward Alderwoman Judith Lee is running for mayor. Lee announced her campaign in a news release Tuesday, pledging to bring responsible leadership, restore trust, and reduce conflict among city leadership. To mark the start of her campaign, Lee will host a formal public announcement Monday at the Martin Luther King Interpretive Center on North Brady Street. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has issued a statewide air quality advisory through Thursday morning due to ongoing wildfires in Canada. The agency says smoke blowing south may push air quality index into the red or unhealthy category. The DNR recommends that residents limit extended outdoor activities and take breaks indoors. This is WVIK News.